What's going on, everybody? This is Vix, the Angel of Metal, your host for The Killer Show, live here on 103.2 Preston FM. This is a rock show, a metal show. We have got a great guest for you today. It is Ralph from Serpent Underground, all the way from sunny Los Angeles. We're going to be catching it up with him later on in the show. Stay tuned. This is Guns N' Roses' November Rain. Hells yeah, that was Guns N' Roses' November Rain. And I have got Ralph from Serpent Underground on the phone, man. Hello?
Hey, Vicky, what's going on?
It's absolutely hectic here, man, but how's LA?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It's crazy out here. But yeah, we're having a blast. We're getting ready for some shows and trying to get a tour ready. So we're looking forward to the near future here.
Great stuff. Just to like give our listeners kind of like an idea of who you are and who are Serpent Underground, can you just give us a quick brief band history?
Well, we've been I started this band with the guitarist and the drummer, the original guitarist and our drummer who's still with us, probably about a little over 5 years ago. And we've had a lot of lineup changes. Right now, the members of the band are Cody on lead guitar, Jason on rhythm guitar. We just got a new bass player, and we have our original guitarist left the band a while ago, so Cody and Jason replaced him, and we have our original drummer who's been with me since the beginning, and that's Rich Costa. Mm-hmm. And we just recently got a new bass player that we're happy. His name is Rob Plaskin, and we're really happy to have him on with us. He's pumped and excited to go, and his first show is going to be coming up with us March 7th in Long Beach, California. So we're just going on our second album now, The Lie, that we're getting ready to release soon. We're just doing some touch-ups in the studio with that right now, but it should be done in the next month or so.
Right on, cool. You did a text interview for me, I think, sometime last year. So, everybody, if you're on your computers, then get onto angelometal.com and read up on that, on the text interviews. But if you're in your car, don't, because you'll probably crash. Let's talk about clothes now, which is kind of like a favorite subject of mine. I don't know what it is like for you, Ralph, but you've recently been picked up a new sponsor, Ed Stone in the UK. How cool.
Yes, very cool stuff. We're really excited to be working with Ed Stone. They make some amazing t-shirts, and we just got a sponsorship with them. We've been talking to them for a little while now, and we just ordered the new shirts, so we should be getting them in about a week or so from now, and we're going to be taking some new photos for the album and for press shots and stuff like that, so we're looking forward to having the shirts to wear.
But What has been like your favorite design? I mean, I've got like a bunch of Ed Stone t-shirts and shirts and hoodies and stuff like that. I personally like them all because I think it's just really rad and it pushes the boundaries, and that's what I like to see in clothing. But what's your favorite design from the clothing label?
I like the classic design a lot. I like the Jack Daniels design a lot. I can't remember all the names right now, but there's most of their shirts I really dig, and we all got together as a band and picked the ones we liked the best, and we got a couple of the ones that we really dug. But you'll be seeing a lot more of that and stuff that we'll be doing with Ed Stone soon. Trying to get the word out there about them. A lot of people don't know about them yet, but they're a great clothing line and they support the metal scene, so we're happy to be on with them.
We love that in people who support the scene as well. You guys have recently been recognised, you know, and you've had so many achievements since you've like started in the music industry. I mean, there was 3 nominations in 2007 with the Rock City News, the Rocky Awards.
Yes, the Rocky Awards.
And your drummer was outstanding drummer, well, nominated and awarded outstanding drummer of the year, which goes to Rick. So thumbs up, and as well, best metal band of the year. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And of course, yourself was nominated for an award too.
Yes, yeah, we're very proud of that. It's an award that happens in L.A. Hollywood area every year, and they find some of the better underground acts that are out there, and we were very proud to be nominated and take a couple of those awards.
Cool. Well, we're going to go into some music now. We're going to be playing your track, The Bleed. So people, check this this band out, and they're absolutely rocking. And we're going to continue talking to Ralph on the phone. Is that all right, man?
Yeah, that's cool.
Awesome. Let's rock it up. I believe that Pantera is one of Ralph's favourite bands. Is that cool, man?
Yeah, that's true. It's one of my favourite songs you just played right now.
Awesome. Why do you like it?
Oh, I love it, man. I love it. Absolutely love Pantera. They're a great metal band. I think all metal bands look up to them in one way or another.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about your new release. The album is called The Lie, and it's due for release in 2009. I believe that you've worked with Craig Goldie on a few of the tracks, of course, and if you tuned into my last week's show, we talked about Craig Goldie to Razor from Metal Knights, and he's the guitarist from Dio. How cool is that to, like, you know, work with a few tracks on and possibly, like, jam with, you know, somebody who's worked, you know, who's in a great metal band, basically?
Yeah, it's an honor, and I'll tell you what, the guy is like a really cool guy, down to earth, easy to talk to, and he's very helpful. He's trying to help up and coming musicians, and that's his big thing now. So he's working with Metal Knights, and he's working with us next. So we're pretty much getting ready to go into the studio with him this month. And Razor's going to be there as well. It's his studio. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to it. I mean, it's a tough business, and to find somebody who has a lot of information that they can share with you about the business to help you along the way is always a good thing. It's not easy to come across, so we're very appreciative of that.
Did you do his Destiny Bridge program that he's got out now?
Yeah, so I'm familiar with it. He's talked to me a few times about it. I've checked out his website. I think it's a good thing. I think that there's a lot of musicians out there that could use the help that he's offering with the Destiny Bridge program. So if you get a chance, check out, I believe it's destinybridge.com.
Check it out, people. What can we expect from this new album, The Lie? I mean, I know a couple of the tracks already that you've already got in your MySpace, but are they some of the tracks that are going to be appearing on the new album, or is it totally new material?
Some of it is stuff that no one's heard yet. But yes, a lot of the stuff that's on our MySpace now are tracks from that album. We're just doing some touch-up work with the mixing right now with Craig. And the final master, so it's gonna have an improved sound. We just got our new basses, so we're having to retrack the old bass lines as well. So it's just a little more work before we're done with it. But yeah, it's basically all the stuff that you're hearing on the MySpace right now, as well as some stuff that we haven't aired on the MySpace. And we are working on new material, but that's going to be for our next album. We're always writing. Now that we've got our lineup ready to go, we're writing all the time. So we're looking forward to the future, and we're going to be working with Craig on our next album. So as of right now, we're just trying to release that album and get it released worldwide in stores, online, all that stuff. And then we're working on a tour as well.
Pretty cool. Have you got a release date for the album yet?
We don't have an official date as of yet, but figure it's probably going to be done in late March. So we're actually talking to a few different record labels right now, so, and a few distribution companies. So we haven't actually locked in a date yet, but it'll probably sometime in late spring, early summer.
Pretty cool. And got asked this from, well, via an IM, but what's her name? Paul would like to know. Sorry, Paul, I called you a she. Well, you do have long hair, mind you. anyway, Paul would like to ask. Don't hate me, Paul. Paul would like to know when you're coming to the UK, and of course, you know, to our, all our international listeners that we probably have. when are you going to come to Europe and, you know, start touring again?
Well, Europe, the UK, we're looking forward to doing a tour like that. That's like one of the biggest things we've been working on, and it's once again, I don't have an exact date set yet, but we're definitely, it's a work in progress. it's definitely something that we're working on, so we're going to be coming soon, and we just want everybody to know that we are working on it. And if everybody's going on the eventful.com and demanding for us to play in their city, keep doing it, keep spreading the word, letting your friends know. It absolutely helps us with booking dates. So just go on eventful.com and look up Surfing Underground and put in a demand for us to come to your city. And it'll happen this year, I guarantee it.
What do you think about, just talking about like the internet, do you use it quite a lot? And what do you think about networking sites like Facebook and MySpace and now Twitter?
I don't do the Facebook thing. But definitely, we're on a lot of different sites that are somewhat similar to MySpace. But MySpace, I must admit, that's where most of our networking happens and our contact with our fan base. And it's just the easiest format. It seems to be something that everybody's familiar with. So that's the one we use the most, is MySpace.
My next question would be, before we go to some music, what is your pet hate? You know, like what really grinds your gears, sort of thing.
Like a pet peeve?
Yeah.
As far as what?
It's what, well, basically what miffs you off.
Well, I probably have to say that my biggest pet peeve is people that don't care about other people and just put themselves first. That kind of gets on my nerves. I'm the type of person that I like to help other people and take other people's feelings into consideration when I do anything. So it gets on my nerves when people don't care about other people and just put themselves in front of everyone.
Oh, you're such a sweetie. Anyway, well, let's get back to some music. We're going to be playing some Serpents Underground, and the song is called Wish. Well, let's talk about torture devices now. Off air, we were talking about this. It's called the Dark Master Escape or Die, and this guy is called Steve Santini, and he's a very, I can't stress, very extreme escape artist. And Serpents Underground's music appeared in this film for it. And just tell me about the songs that appeared in it, ma'am, and how, you know, you came into contact with this guy.
Well, Steve's a cool guy. He does some pretty crazy stuff, as you said. He was named the world's most extreme escape artist by Ripley's, believe it or not. And he's got a documentary that's coming out. It's called Escape or Die. And he contacted me on MySpace. Actually, the first time he contacted me on MySpace was probably about a year and a half ago. And he just was asking me if he could use our song Spread the Warning when he does live performances, because he was touring in Europe. And so I told him, yeah, of course, we'd be honored to have him use our music. And I hadn't heard from him for a while, and then just a few months back, he contacted me again and asked me if he could use some of our new music from The Lie on his documentary about him. And I was like, sure. So we ended up giving him the song Your Sin and the song The Lie. And he also used Spread the Warning in it. And
so did you actually get to choose the songs that would appear in this documentary, or did he want those particular songs?
Yeah, he hadn't really heard a whole lot off the new album. So I just kind of, knowing what he does, I kind of figured that those songs would probably suit well.
Yeah, that's a bit of an understatement.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to give everybody an idea of what this guy does, he basically puts his... Well, one of his acts was this... I can't remember the name of it, so I'm sorry, Steve. But basically, he puts his thumbs in vices, and he has, like, 60 seconds or something like that to get himself out of these, like, vices before a truck speeds off and the thumb vices are attached to a piece of rope. So evidently, it's like, you know, get out of it or your thumbs are going to be ripped off sort of thing. And some of it is included on, like... I don't know. He's done like a crematorium thing where he has to escape from a metal burning box, and it's very, very extreme.
Yeah, it's extreme stuff. It's kind of intense to watch, and I can imagine watching him live would be an intense experience. And I'd like to actually do that someday. Me and him were talking about it, and we actually may be planning a show with him where we're playing while we're playing live. He's going to have an extreme escape that he's going to specifically think up for that show. So it should be some cool stuff.
Wow, that would be one to watch, actually.
Yeah, it would.
But would it not distract you?
Well, I would imagine it would. But, you know, I mean, I think the one stunt you were talking about is called Drag to Death, the one with the truck. Yeah, I could imagine watching something like that live. It'd be pretty intense. So it would be pretty distracting as well. But Steve's a really cool guy, and he's really serious about what he does, and he's into it. And there's a lot of people that are digging it. So it's catching on.
He's from Canada.
So we may be doing a show in Canada with him pretty soon. Don't be surprised if that ends up happening. Have you seen the movie Saw?
Yes, I have, but I lost track after three.
Okay, lost track after three. Well, yeah, that's basically watching Steve is like watching that movie like live, you know, the real deal. So I think it's pretty cool. I like Steve. He's a great guy.
Yeah. It's really weird, people, but to check it out, you can go on Serpents Underground's MySpace, and they've got the YouTube links to that, you know, like the video place. I do suggest that you watch it if you've got like half an hour to 45 minutes spare, then why not watch that? Add a bit of excitement to your evening.
Definitely, check it out. So I want to hear something about the... Who's this guy now you were telling me about? Tickle Me? The Tickle Me guy?
We were talking about, like, people who, you know, do kind of weird things, but in a quirky way sort of thing. I used the Dr. Evil quotation marks there. And he's called Yaki. He added me on MySpace a few days ago, and basically he likes to tickle people. It's really weird, but he's been interviewed by the likes of Howard Stern and many other people. But if you Google Yaki, as in Y-A-Q-I, I think it is, world and tickle, I'm sure he'll pop up on the searches. But yeah, it's kind of weird, like how people, you know, make a living out of it.
Yeah, that amazes me. Somebody that likes to tickle people.
Do you like being tickled?
It's a lot safer. It's a lot safer than what Steve does.
Do you like being tickled, Ralph?
Do I like being tickled? No.
Oh, so I can't send Yaki round.
If Yaki sends me a friend request, I'm going to have to deny it.
it's funny anyway. So you've got a gig next week where people can listen all around the world. So tell me more about that and like links and to it, etc.
We're doing a show in Long Beach. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, March 7th. It's Saturday, March 7th. It's next Saturday. And there's going to be about 60 bands playing with us, a couple of them that we've played with before, some friends of ours that are in some really good bands, Dark Haven, Driven AD. And like I said, there's going to be almost 60 bands, so it would take me forever to name them all off. But that's going to be at Club Saatchi in Long Beach. And we're really excited about it, and we're looking forward to doing it. It's kind of a springboard show for us. We'll be putting out more news about what's next, but we might be playing with Atreyu in May. So look.
Ooh, that's
for that.
Cool. I love Atreyu.
Yeah?
Yeah, I interviewed Dan like last year, so yeah, I've got some connection with him. But yeah, I've always been like a long-term fan of Atreyu ever since I was a wee little 14-year-old.
Well, yeah, we're probably going to be playing with them in May, so keep your eyes open for that and tour dates as well.
Wicked. And just to wrap it up, my last question is, let's just talk about a couple of bands very quickly because we're very running out of time. You told me off about a band called Scum Love, which are a fairly new band to you, and they're a totally new band to me. So what do you think about all these emerging bands that are pretty much rock on?
I think the same way you do. I think they need to get more exposure to the masses, to the people out there, because there's a lot of bands out there that that are great bands, and just they haven't had enough exposure for people to know who they are. But one of them is a friend of ours' band. It's called Scum Love, and I think you should definitely check those guys out. Maybe do an interview with those guys. If you like industrial metal, I think you're gonna really dig them. And I think their MySpace, if I'm not mistaken, it's just myspace.com/scumlove. Cool. Check them out when you get a chance.
Check them out, people. Ralph told you to. But to check out Serpent Underground, you can go on myspace.com/Serpent Underground. Simple as that. Now, Ralph, I want to thank you so much for coming on to the show, and all the best in the future, man.
Thank you so much, Vicky. I really appreciate you having me on, and I'll keep in touch with you and definitely let you know what's going on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Well, we're going to end the show now on Cowboys of Hell, and it is Ralph's choice because we run out of Serpents Underground music. Because he's got swearing in it.
Because we swear. Oh,
you're very bad.
What's wrong with us?
You need some soap. You need to wash out your mouth.
Dirty mouth? Clean it up.
Anyway, we're going to end on some Pantera. Thank you so much, Ralph, to coming onto the show. And check me out on my website, angelmetal.com. This interview will be uploaded onto the website also. So say your goodbyes, Ralph.
Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you on tour.
Just like to thank Ralph for coming on my show yet again. This is it. This is the end of the show. Thanks for tuning in. Check me out on my MySpace, myspace.com/angelofmetalmusic, also on the website as well, angelofmetal.com. Thanks for tuning in, and speak to you later. And next week we have Clive Layton of Public Eye Media and Events as well. We're going to have a little chat about Hellfire Festival and as well his future projects. So keep it loud till next week.